Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. Oh, I didn't forget.
Wow, you got it without buckling, huh? For a change.
By the way, our topic for tonight is how to create a nurture email using the tone and voice of your client, the John Pagulayan style. Wow. Okay, so if this is your first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the notification, the bell to get notifications. But before we start, let's have an opening prayer first. Let me open the file. Okay, let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Bill and I, as well as our guests, Malinda and Trixie, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, we will be talking about, we have special guests, and we will be talking about how to create a nurture email using the tone and voice of your client. But before that, okay, Sis Belle, it's your turn to talk.
Yes, good evening, everyone. So if this is your first time seeing us, Connie and I go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., but we do two different things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to start the week right by praising and worshiping God every Monday at 8 p.m. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more how to become a virtual assistant, and also we interview guests from the different niches, the different freelance industries. So if you're interested to learn how to become one, do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. So there.
Yes, and before we introduce our guests, of course, if you want your own copy on how start your virtual assistant business, make sure that you visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy.
Okay. And forward by?
Oh, forward by our mentor, of course, Jan Pagulayan. Anyway, go ahead, sis. Introduce our guests.
Yes. So excited. This is our first time, I think, to be interviewing two guests, right?
I think
if I'm not mistaken,
the second okay. one, because our first one is Se and Eloy.
Ah, yeah.
The podcast
divas.
Yes.
So tonight on Freelancing with Faith, we have an extraordinary duo. We have an extraordinary power sister duo joining us who are on a mission to empower aspiring copywriters and transform lives. Melinda brings her extensive expertise as a veteran copywriter, having amassed over a decade of experience working with clients ranging from Forbes 500 to David among Goliaths. Her sister, Trixie, on the other hand, is a seasoned OBM. That's online business manager for those who are not familiar with the acronym. So she has over 5 years of experience in advertising, handling the very same prestigious clientele. Together, Melinda and Trixie are trailblazers in the industry, leading the way as the first female-led AI copywriting course creator in the Philippines. Woo! Their course, Scale Slay with AI Copywriting by Sassy Digitals, is a game changer, empowering thousands of aspiring copywriters to become experts in less than 30 days. Their mission is simple yet powerful. That is to provide aspiring copywriters with the skills they need to create the best life for their families while achieving their work-life balance goals. So get ready to be inspired tonight, brothers and sisters. Without further ado, here's Melinda and Trixie Arce.
Hi!
With the sound effect.
Yes, of course.
I love that sound effect.
Thank you for saying yes to our invitation and making it actually a duo. I think this will be long. So for our viewers, prepare your questions. My goodness. This is we only do this like seldom with two guests. So go ahead. Yes, and share your questions and thoughts with us. So to the sisters, how did you start? Tell us your story. Why what were you doing before freelancing, and how did you end up offering copywriting?
Okay, so before freelancing, the two of us were actually doing separate things. For me, I was actually I work as a copywriter. I work as a copywriter for a traditional setup, you know, the usual ones that you see in the billboard and stuff like that. But the best thing about working there is that you get to be exposed to a lot of clients. And I was very grateful that in my first agency, I was able to work with David's Among Goliaths, as I mentioned, and one of our top clients was actually Procter & Gamble, Nestle, and San Miguel. I had my first break with San Miguel because what happened was I was able to write a particular advertising script. It was about a blood pact between the Filipinos and the Spaniards, and they had a really good time drinking beer in the great shorelines of Cebu. And it somehow had a lot of elements of Filipinos having a great time, and then We have also some sort of shadow dancing also in the background, which was greatly enjoyed in the commercial. And it was actually noticed by the Philippine Association of National Advertisers. And I was nominated for that advertising script. I lost out to Pacquiao, but the best thing that happened was the Philippine government actually took notice, and I became one of the core copywriters of It's More Fun in the Philippines. But it was really nice to work in copywriting, but I was really adventurous. And at that time, I was also taking law in law school, law school night school, actually. And I realized that there was this market for people who were having problems with their inheritance, succession, and they don't want to go out. They don't want to go to court. They don't want to talk to too many lawyers and actually prolong it in the court. And they want their assets to be actually distributed to them or best to be sold so that they would have money immediately. So I became one of the few legal mediators for real estate to offer my service here in the Philippines. I worked with lawyers to actually get it out of court, many of these difficult cases. And I actually produced results for many of these clients because they really have good assets. It's just that they don't have good promotion for these assets. And the best thing that we did for them is we were able to advertise them so that they would first put it to rent as a thriving restaurant. We have Chef Tatung as one of those who rented out for us. And also... And also food parks and community centers. And eventually we sold it to the investors who wanted to do more for that. And I was really happy because at that time, for a year, I was earning eight figures. I was earning eight figures in real estate. But the downside came in 2017. And there was really a downside in real estate market that the food parks were losing out to malls. And the malls were actually succeeding in putting together community food halls and really nice places that people could gather with aircon and with better ambience. So we were losing out to those competitors. So I had a business bankruptcy, and thank God I was able to get the money that I earned and save it for my family. But I was in a crossroad how to come back to copywriting, especially traditional one. But somebody suggested the idea to do direct response. So with direct response, I started out in 2017. My first salary was $600, and I had no training at all. I taught myself how to do direct response copywriting. And with books and with clients who actually chip in with my training, they had they enrolled me in several copywriting courses, like Story Brand for Donald Miller, Evando Albuquerque, and then I also had Stefani Giorgi, and all this. They were able to enroll me in all those marketing courses and mini courses, so I was able to train myself with their help, of course. And I did not reach the eight figure like I had before, but I was able to achieve a very happy income of six figure. Then my sister came, and her story is really different from mine because hers was really corporate, and she's going to share it with you.
Okay, so when I graduated college, I went into the events industry and started my very first events, being an event manager to Digicon DX IMAP 2017. And it really gave me that adrenaline rush because I'm the type of person who wants to do a lot of things, wants to learn a lot of things. So my personality is like this. When I was in college, I want to enter or join to different organizations just because I think I will learn more
and extracurricular activities rather than inside the room. So I applied those learnings and those extracurricular activities when I entered the corporate. So that's when McDonald's, Golden Acres, J. Walter Thompson, Emperador, and a lot of those companies like Nickelodeon. So my gift and my skill, so they took me in as their events manager to all their corporate events. Mm-hmm. So when the pandemic happened, my last corporate job was 2019, and my last corporate project was the SEA Games 2019. I was the head of SEA Games 2019. I handled over like 1,000 people, coordinated with all the suppliers and such like that. I didn't get to sleep. I will be lucky if I can sleep 2 hours in a week, mm-hmm. and even eat 3 times a day. But the maximum of I can eat would be like once a day lang. So it was pretty crucial for me. But because I really loved what I was doing, and because I experienced this, you know, adrenaline rush, I didn't know that my health was declining. So there was this like a night project with all the suppliers of SEA Games. And I suddenly fell down. Mm. And I was rushed to the hospital, and they took out tests for me and all that. And the doctor said that my health was declining. Everything was down, up, arrows up. And my doctor asked me, what's wrong with you? Do you like to eat liver, all that high in sugar, all that fatty food? And I'm like, no, I do not like those, because my parents are senior citizens and you do not eat any of those things. And so my doctor asked me, why, what's your lifestyle? And I told him that I didn't get to sleep. I didn't get to eat. And so my doctor said, oh, so everything went up because you neglected your needs. And he said that if I continued this type of lifestyle, I could die at the age of 25.
Oh my goodness.
So I rendered my resignation immediately after that. But I was so lost because I didn't know what to do. All I can think was, I only know what to do. The only thing that I know to do is events. And I was so lost. And then Bulkang Taal came, COVID-19 came, and then the more all those scenarios came, I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't apply to different corporations. I can't do anything. And when I want to work online, I was so scared because all the job postings required a virtual assistant to know those tools. And I was so scared because I didn't know anything. I mean, in the corporate, it's very different from the digital space because we were not used to all those tools or softwares. The corporate in the Philippines is very basic. Very basic. So just put it out there. Yeah. So I was really scared because I am the type of person who really who doesn't want to be not doing anything. And I don't want to feel like all the weight would be given to my sister alone. So I was lucky enough that a client took me in, and I started as a virtual assistant. And the client told me, oh, so your human design is a manifestor, and a manifestor doesn't want to be told what to do.
Light bulb.
Yeah, so if you want to learn all these things, you have to learn it on your own because that's your human design. And so everything from scratch, I learned it all on my own. web development, email marketing, social media, copywriting, all that stuff. I learned it on my own. And after 8 months of being a VA, I was promoted to a lead project manager, a lead tech project manager. And then after that, I was offered to be that client's OPM. And then last year came, and then our dad was diagnosed of stage 4 cancer, colorectal. And when you're in the operations, you really have to be there day to day, because I'm the one leading the team, leading the metrics and all that. So I had to leave that job and then focused on our dad and our family. And that's where we came in. We bonded together. When our dad died on September, we were both clientless.
Yes. Because we lost our jobs.
On the health of our father, that we wanted to give him more time. So we had time with us. That's why we left our clients last year.
But then so there was this great realization about when we lost our dad. Our dad did not live his life to the fullest. He was always on the sideline. Although
on the safe side, yeah.
He was really smart. I mean, he was Mensa genius. Mm-hmm. The only problem with that is, and he's an Ateneo graduate. We're Miriam graduates. We did not get to go to the school that he has, which is Ateneo. But the one thing that we saw in him is not to take risks. So he took some jobs, like a government job, although he was on strategy. It was a mediocre job. It was not something that would take risks. And he actually led the life with us that's too austere and that's too normal. And we realized when he died and he wasn't able to do anything in his bucket list, is that we had this realization that we need to be out there. We need to be risk takers and we need to move forward. So Trix, it's your turn.
Yeah, so when our dad died, that's our realization. But we felt the recession of the United States because the market was so dry. And we realized that we were experts to a different field. I mean, my sister is a copywriter and I'm an OBM. So we thought, why not partner up? Because the more skills you can offer, the more clients you can attract. So that's where we partnered up. And we started as a copywriting agency. But recently, I reframed the agency, or we reframed the agency to a 360 digital marketing, because I wanted to be part, my expertise would be part of, you know, the agency. So I thought we could be, you know, launch specialists, launch experts, you know, launch management. It's kind of like events, but the my part in the agency would be the strategist, and we would upsell that with managing their entire platform. That's where copywriting comes in.
And the best thing that happened when we bonded is that we were able to strategize what we wanted for our clients, like copywriting with automations and copywriting with project management. And that's where it came in. The premium clients started with one, but in November, after Tribe X, we were able to expand to 5 clients. And then by January, we were handling 8 clients. Although we did not maintain the 8 clients right now. We're down to 3 because a lot of these clients are already finished with our services. They're only they're a retainer for only, some of them are retainers for 3 to 4 months only. The good thing about that is it helped. In January, we realized that we were like Octomom. We were like octopuses because we claim to be an agency, but it's only a system of 2 people. We haven't hired any writers yet, and it's just me and my partner, my sister. And my sister is a pretty good writer herself. although she hates
writing. But it's not my zone of genius.
Reluctant writer.
If you could give the work to her, she would make things like, oh.
Yeah.
Exercises. But said,
I can relate to that.
I couldn't. I'm losing sleep already and I don't know what to do. And then a client suggested, hey, there's this course. And they said the course is Frankern's AI money making machine. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah. Frank Kern is really the guru.
And best caliber. And my client and I, we pitched in 50-50. And so I took the course. I was amazed at how Frank Kern made Chichi or ChatGPT. Chichi is actually my name for ChatGPT. And I name my AIs. So with ChatGPT, he was able to do a lot, which is like the blog post and social media post. But there was a blank space to it, okay? He wasn't able to teach people how to do other copywriting forms, like how to do landing pages, how to do websites, web pages, or homepage, and other things. So because I am an experienced copywriter, I was able to impart a lot of what I have experienced in writing and actually treat ChatGPT as a person, like an assistant, and was able to create some prompts that need no memorization but just based on information and logic that people could actually make use of when they are prompting ChatGPT. They don't need to memorize. All they need to know is just five questions: who, what, where, when, why, and then how. Five W's, one H. It's like a journalism thing. And the good thing about that is that that helped us actually with our 8 clients way back in January, because it cut down the time in writing for many of these clients. Like if it takes 2 hours or 3 hours in one page, now it takes 1.5 hour only. So we were able to get some sleep. And then we realized we needed to train some people, but my sister had a light bulb idea. She said, we're training them, but we know all of these things. Why not make this into a course? Because other people may like to join us, but they might want to have their own businesses as well. And maybe that's our gift, or they call it pay it forward, for all the blessings that we have with all of our clients. So we think our course, the one that we develop, is a way to pay it forward. And as you see, when we started, it wasn't usurious. It was a low ticket course. It started at, how much did we start? 3,000.
Early bird is 3,000. Regular rate is 3,500.
Okay. Regular rate was 3,500. It was a beta course, and we did not add so many guest speakers back then. We added our family member and friend, Ninang Ems, or Maria Agbada. I know you know her. Imla, right?
Imla. Yes, Imla.
And she's the only one we added as a guest expert session because she was very, very much supportive of us. But we were lucky because we got about, how many enrollees did we have?
37.
We got 37 enrollees.
On the first launch, right?
On the first launch.
Wow.
It was a beta launch. And we were happy with the results because they were reporting from the middle of the session, only from module 1 and module 2. They were confident enough to take the job and to get the jobs. In fact, many of them got premium clients. And when I say premium, they start at 1,000, 1,500. And then the most premium that we have was from a 20-year-old student who's graduating magna cum laude, actually. It's going to be part of SASE Digital as well. And he got a deal with Ateneo for, I think,
Ateneo de Davao.
How much did Job got?
$4,000 USD.
4,000
Wow. And we're talking about local clients, right?
Yes. And that local client. Ateneo is a local client. And yeah. I guess he was also mentioning that they will be doing another one at 700,000 for, yeah. For the same school. And they will be doing it for the main collegiate, and this time not on the publishing side anymore. So he did everything. He did all that while still in the course, while still finishing the course.
Wow.
So that was good.
That speaks something, yeah. That means a lot of things because I think the energy just rubs into people. The energy of you two, it's contagious. And I want to backtrack a bit because, you know, the realizations you got when your dad got sick and when he passed away, it's from the way I see it, it's that thing that propelled you to, you know, to move forward. Is that why it seems there's no fear anymore?
There's some fear because we have only one remaining parent, my mom. Mm-hmm. And well, we promised to her and we promised to ourselves that for the rest of the years that she has, and she's just 69, but she looks like she's just 48 or 50 because she really maintained her looks. She was Miss Ateneo way back then.
Wow.
She won a pageant. And we love our mother to death because our mother is really our best friend. And what we want is to provide her all the comforts that were not provided to her well before. She was really the worker of the family and the first freelancer because she worked as a financial consultant for ADB and World Bank. And she started the IGLF in what's the meaning of IGLF, Trixie?
Oh my gosh, Ate.
I think it's
okay.
IGLF meaning Industrial Guarantee and Loan Fund.
Loan funds.
Yes.
So she was the one who developed that. So she was the one who really provided for us for real with all of the extras. And what mm-hmm. we want is to bring it back to her and give her a good life. Like right now we purchased a house and lot. Only a lot, and the house is coming. And it was her dream lot. She really loved it, but the price was really, pricey because it's at 30,000 pesos per square meter, so it's around mm-hmm. 400 square meter. But she loved it because there's a big, good view of Laguna de Bay, and then also the city, city lines, Metro Manila skylines. And it's in Antipolo, actually. And she said, that's where we're going to build our house. So the more that we're fueled to do it, because our monthly is no joke at all. It's really hefty.
And we're
inspired to do more for her. And the next one is to do a lot of traveling, which she had not done for quite some time. She traveled the world already, but when she got married, that was... we did a little bit of traveling, but not so much because my father was really austere. So right now we plan to let her see the world. So we plan to do that first with Japan. And then on the next year, just so that we could just build our house first, we're going to do a European tour.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
That's for her because we really want her to live as long
as she can.
And she deserves everything because without her, we would not be Malinda and Trixie.
Wow. No. I cannot say anything anymore. I'm admiring these two people with
yes.
all the accomplishments and experiences they have. I can't yes. think of questions.
And it's like strike when the iron is hot. You know, you boom, boom, boom. It's like that. No room for
Definitely, you're right about that. When the opportunity is there, you just strike. You just get it and don't be afraid in getting it. Sometimes I am when we're doing a lot of the cold calls, especially right now, because a lot of people are not so responsive as they were before. Maybe it's because of the AI craze that's happening, or maybe it's because also of the recession. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Sooner or later, they still need us to run their company. They can't be octomoms. And that's so, why we're here.
So with regards to your working relationship, so you're sisters, but you are co-workers. What can you say? Are the advantages and disadvantages of working with a sister, with a, you know, with family?
Yes. Oh, advantages Tracy wants to
answer. Well, we are both lucky because my sister's older than me for 9 years, but despite of that very long, you know, age gap, we both don't feel a sense of distance between us. We are really comfortable with each other. And I think that speaks volumes, because when I need to call her out on some things based on operations, because that's what I'm handling, I could comfortably talk to her and say, why are you doing that? That's not operations. That's mine. And she's like, okay, well, that's your turf. I'm sorry. Okay. And then when I'm doing something that's not on my turf, she could comfortably say, out. That's not you. That's me. And we both respect each other's boundaries, but at the same time, we respect each other's responsibilities, that we are both capable of being accountable of our responsibilities.
Yes. You said it well.
Yes. No violent reaction whatsoever. Melinda agrees.
Sometimes they think we're twins because we think alike.
That's amazing.
But that's it, because my sister is my best friend.
Yes.
We both disagree on a lot of things based because of our age. But what I love about us is that we always meet halfway. Yes, and yes. That's because our parents both raised us as, because we're only two siblings, they don't want us to feel this indifferent to one another. Mm-hmm. So they're as if we're like twins.
And but we're there.
Go ahead, sis. No, go ahead. Your turn.
But were there any like struggles between you, or it's just between the clients that you work with? Are there any challenges
that you encountered dealing with clients?
My sister
encounters a lot of challenges with our clients, because I'm from the sales side. As long as they pay, I have no problem. That's how I respond. But my sister has other opinions of them when they don't respect timelines.
Yes.
When it comes to giving
when
the
they
task.
Don't respect timelines, boundaries, and the contract. Because I don't want that our team or us would feel pressured. So I would always put that there would be no rush jobs, always a lead time of at least 2 days. And there are some clients who would demand, we need this within a day. And I'm like, what? You're not our own client. What?
I would be the lenient one, because I will be telling her, hey, we're still on the process of getting more clients.
Accommodate.
Be patient with them. At least they have their pros and cons. most of the time they don't give too much work, but when they do give work, because it's just on the top of their head because they are paying us.
But there are some days if they would assign an urgent job and would Melinda would say, ano, wano ba tong si client?
No. Sorry. No, Tagalog.
English. Sorry. Why is this client being so lenient with us? And I would look at her like, I told you so. But you want it, so you got it, you know?
Problem is once you accommodate a request, you know, a rush request, it becomes a precedent, right?
Yeah.
They will expect you to.
Yeah. The usual problem is that sales think independently because they are only for the ROIs, but operation thinks because of the universe and the things that could not be in chaos. Yeah. So I'm learning how to go by that pattern every day because I'm really just I'm more of a salesman rather than in the organization. I do have someone to do that for me. But when I work with my sister, I could not say anymore that she's really an operation Nazi. Mm-hmm.
Stick to
that's
SOPs,
the operation.
Yes,
SOPs, processes, systems.
You're right, but it's the very reason why we can purchase what we want. Like we could tour this property and then the next day do a down payment. It's because of her, because there's no chaos. There is only a streamlined order.
Yay.
So the account comes in, sister do all of the timelines and the processes and the scheduling. Everything is good. Everything is in order.
Love. Cons.
So that's why for our viewers, now you know why people can work out together, especially if they have different skills to offer, because and actually character and attitude, because the strength of the other person is the one you will use with another task. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Trixie is good in operations because she's more organized and she needs, you know, we all need to meet the deadline. And that's why she's in that position. So you can
we
see
all need someone like that.
Yeah, we all Anyway, let's move forward since this is Freelancing with Faith. What are the blessings? Or I know there are a lot of blessings, but what is the biggest blessing that you received since you started in the freelancing industry?
Oh, that's a good question. The power not to say no. The power to say yes to every opportunity that comes in, and the power to say yes to a lot of people who needs help. We were able to help them out as well. And that's a true blessing, because whenever we help someone, it makes us feel good, and the blessing comes in cycles for us and for other people. So we love that kind of blessing that we have now. Right, Trix?
Yeah.
Do you would you like to add anything?
No. I agree with her.
Okay, do you have any favorite Bible verses?
Oh, I don't have a favorite Bible verse, but since my father came from Ateneo and then a lot of Ateneans, especially his classmates, have always been like second fathers to us. There's always this saying that they have in Latin, and that's ad majorem de gloriam, which is for the greater glory of God. So whenever, that's the only thing that I always remember. And whenever we go out to work and battle our way through clients, through adversity, through any other things that we have in life, we always say it's for the greater glory of God. And what we do is we do our best, our work, the way that we conduct business and also help others through our course, the way that we love, that one is a prayer in itself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. How about you, Trixie? Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
I don't have a favorite Bible verse, but I do have a favorite short prayer. When I was in high school, because I came from a Catholic school, an all-girls Catholic school, I had this computer teacher, and he would pray this prayer, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And I think I could really resonate with that prayer, because we can only control our own reactions and thoughts. There will always be fear, but we can change that fear into courage. But there are some things that we cannot control outside of what we can, like reactions and whatever. But we all leave it up to Him. And whatever happens, it happens because God made it happen. And so did we. Because God let it happen because He knows that we did something to deserve that. So, yeah.
Yeah. God is working with us.
Yes. He's working smart and in mysterious ways.
And working 24/7.
My mom would always say to us, when you pray to God, you always need to challenge Him, because every day He challenges us. So we must always challenge Him to grant what we want, because He can see that we're working hard for it. So that's what my mom always says to us.
Sis, that was good.
Just a follow-up question before we move to the main topic for tonight. Do you recall any instances when you felt like things have been orchestrated by God Himself? Like something perhaps that made you say, I know it's you, Lord.
No.
Who made them think?
I would say when I was in the time of I didn't know what to do, because all I know was, you know, doing events, and I was so lost on what would I do next, and I didn't know where to get clients. But I was really lucky that I have a friend and recommended the skill and told me to that potential client that I have this kind of past, you know, experiences. And without any test, it's just a really short call, and the client just asked, oh, so when can you start? And I was shocked, because I told that client I didn't know anything. It was my first time to enter the online space. I didn't know any tools. I just know Google and, you know, a little bit of MailChimp. And my client said, you know, I can see from the way you talk that you really want to do something. So I'm taking a chance on you. And after that call, I closed the deal, I signed the contract, and it was really a quick, but it's like a really quick thing for me. Like, I asked, what did I do to land this client? Because I didn't have any experience. And that's the thing that I said, that's when I told, wow, you know, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Because, you know, the universe and God knows that I was lost, but I have the skills. I just need a little push. Yeah.
Okay. Mine is a little bit sensitive, but I'm going to share it anyway so that people would learn something about this one. Okay. During the time I was a CEO that became CEO to zero, then CEO again. Because of what happened to my real estate career, I was happy that I was earning 8 figures with every year with my real estate career. But I, during the course of 2017, I was tempted to go back to my real estate career. So I took one more client way back in, I think, 2018. And it was really the worst feuding family I had to really handle. Because what happened is that when I was able to solve some of their problems and was on the way to convert their investment, I thought it was already okay because they signed the agreement with me already to help them with that. The very next day, they had a duel, and one of them actually died. Bang, bang. So what happened was I was so scared that my parents had to call someone, some contact that they have in the police or the AFP, so that it would not be my turn to be one of those people who would receive that kind of fate. And I had to hide for 9 months in the house, and that was before the pandemic. And that was really a life awakening experience. You know, sometimes money is money, but you don't have to be. Maybe at that time, I was thinking of going back to real estate because I was really, really starting out with copywriting way back then. And the salary was gradually going up. So it went from 600 to 800 before I reached the premium one, which is the 1,000 to the up, 1,000 and up. But at that time, I think it was only 800. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for the big, one-time big time. The usual ones that I was used to. So I think God let me experience that so that whatever happens, I would be always thinking, if I do this, what would happen to me? What would happen to my family? And that would really shake me up into not just thinking of the finances, but also thinking of the bigger scheme of things. Mm-hmm. So I think that experience really was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And I thank God for opening my eyes there. I had experienced that, because if I wasn't, I would always be chasing something mm-hmm. that may not be worthwhile.
Yeah. That 9 months of pause is indeed worth doing, worth going through.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Really scary.
Eventually God helped because I was able to graduate from that. It just took a bit of time and a bit of training, but I was able to maintain a good, happy income after that, and something that won't endanger my life anymore or that of my families.
Yes. Amazing. So we will move forward with our main topic for today, which is how to create. Let me just put on the title. How to create a nurture email using the tone and voice of your client, the John Pagulayan style. I like the title.
Oh,
So we will be on the backstage and leave Trix and Malinda to share. Go ahead.
All right. So, Trixie, I have decided to actually use John Pagulayan's message. He had a recent message, and I think it would be good to actually use that to promote. We can promote his TFMT, the Freelance Movement Tribe membership. What do you think?
Let's go.
Okay.
You can present, show your screen.
Okay, so here. I can present, share screen. Mm-hmm. Share screen. So I would go here. Okay, great. So I want to share multiple screens, but can I do that as well here?
Not really sure. No, only one.
Only one. Okay.
Only one.
So I love what John said about this. Most of us are slaves to what other people think about us. I guess we simply care too much about what other people think. What I find ironic, though, is that for most of us, our idea of freedom is also entirely dependent on other people's own definition of freedom. But isn't that just another form of slavery? Maybe, maybe not. Good day. So I wanted to use this idea of slavery in the context that what are we doing with our lives, right? Are we putting ourselves up there or just slaving away 9 to 5, doing nothing but only the routine stuff, right? And I guess I wanted to promote the freelance movement tribe in the sense that it offers the freedom that most of us only think of, but can become the reality that we've always craved for, isn't it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy what he said, and then I'm going to my favorite, one of our favorite best friend, Chi-Chi. And so I'm going to ask Chi-Chi to, hi, ChatGPT, can I call you Chi-Chi instead? Of course you can call me Chi-Chi. How can I assist you today? Chi-Chi, I need you to absorb this information from John Pagulayan. Certainly, I've absorbed information you shared from John Pagulayan. According to his perspective, many people are slaves to the opinions and judgment of others. They tend to care excessively what other people think about them. John finds it ironic that even our idea of freedom is often influenced by other people's definition of freedom, suggesting that this reliance on external validation could be another form of slavery. However, he leaves room for interpretation to acknowledging that whether it is true slavery or not is a matter of perspective. Thank you for sharing this thought-provoking message from John Pagulayan. If you have any further questions, if there's anything else I can assist you with, feel free to let me know. Okay, so I actually asked Chi-Chi to absorb this information because later on we're going to use this in the chat. And I love using materials like this in the chat. What we're going to do is we're going to make a nurturing email that would actually persuade them to go to the freelance movement. So what I'm going to do is we have to identify our who, what, where, when, why. So the first one I'm going to do is, what are we going to do? We are going to write, Chi-Chi, write a nurturing email. Write an email. That's it. Write an email based on the information presented above. And then, what is it all about? On the first paragraph, please write what he thinks, what I think, that many people are slaves to the opinions and judgment of other people. Expand from this. Also include another what? Also include when we care excessively about it, their opinions and judgment, we tend to move with the crowd, doing what is deemed fit in society. On the second paragraph, okay, that's another what. So what I'm doing here is I'm actually outlining what I want Chi-Chi to present, and that's what I want Chi-Chi to write about. So I had my own human ideas, but at the same time, Chi-Chi would be writing it better than myself, okay? On the second paragraph, discuss the merits of breaking free from caring too much of how of what other people think of you. Expand from this. On the third paragraph, tell them that the freelance movement, sorry, tribe, the freelance movement is all about self-expression, breaking away from society's expectation, especially on career, but with the mission that one day freelancing will be mentioned in the same breath as a doctor or lawyer. Expand from this. Now, I did my outline. I would put on a fourth. On the fourth paragraph, do a creative ending with a CTA inviting them to enroll this June 12 on the tribe. Okay. So to backtrack, what I did was an outline, and that's what you can do with your emails. You don't have to tell Chichi what to do, because Chichi would be able to invent from this. And what we want is to actually promote the freelance movement tribe. So what I did is I actually outlined the first, what I want to be written on the first paragraph, what I want to be written on the second paragraph, what I want to be written on the third paragraph, and what I want to be written on the fourth paragraph. So ideas are there. As much as possible, you have to give instructions to Chichi what to do, and you have to create it even in a scratch paper. What kind of tenor would the letter be? What would be its spacing? And as much as possible, that is the way to humanize the use of Chichi or ChatGPT. The next one is to add the tone. Please make the tone friendly, satirical, persuasive, and out of the box. So I always find John as somebody who is satirical. He makes sense with a lot of his texts, but at the same time, he makes us laugh, but he makes us think as well. And at the same time, I like his tone. He's friendly, but he's very persuasive. And you get to think of what you have to do whenever he asks you a question and leaves you wanting more. And I also think that he's out of the box. And so that's the type of personality that I will be putting there. So let's start. Enter. I hope this email finds you well and ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and liberation. Today, I want to talk about the prevailing issue that plagues many of us, an issue that keeps us chained and stifles on true potential. Yes, I am talking about the shackles of other people's opinions and judgments. It's astonishing how often we find ourselves catering to the expectation of others. We become slaves to the ever-watchful eyes of society, bending over backward to fit into predefined molds. So this one is pretty serious. What I would add here to stop this, to make it friendly, satirical, but simple language. Make it persuasive as well. Okay. I hope this email finds you in good spirit. Today, I want to share a thought that has been lingering on my mind. It's too old English, so we're going to stop that. We're going to remove satirical, friendly, but simple language, and out of the box. There. We're going to wait. Today, I want to share a thought that has been resonating with me lately, and it revolves around the idea that many of us find ourselves enslaved by the opinions and judgment of others. It's intriguing how we tend to care excessively about how other people think, often leading us to move with the crowd and conform to society's notion of what is deemed fit. It's in this age of constant connectivity, it's all too easy to fall into the trap of seeking validation from others. We become hesitant to embrace our true selves, our unique perspectives, and our genuine desires, fearing the disapproval that may follow. However, there is immense merit in breaking free from this cycle and reclaiming our autonomy. Imagine a life where your choices are guided by your own inner compass, where you make decisions based on what truly aligns with your values and passions. By releasing the weight of other people's opinions, you open the door to self-discovery, self-acceptance, and the limitless possibilities that lies ahead. It's a path that can lead to true fulfillment and happiness. This is where Tribe, the freelance movement, comes into play. So it's a little bit longer, so we have to regenerate. But don't worry, we're going to edit that in a while. Okay. This one looks a little bit better. So today I want to share a thought that has been on my mind and resonate with many of us. The notion that far too many people are enslaved by the opinions and judgment of others. We can actually work with this. We can make this into a staccato. It seems we care excessively about what people think, leading us to conform and move with the crowd, often sacrificing our own desires and passion in the process. It's easy to fall into the trap of seeking validation from others. I may remove this. I would say we become caught up in the pursuit of fitting into society's predefined model of what is deemed fit or acceptable. We yearn for approval, fearing the disapproval of others. But what if I told you that there's tremendous merit in breaking free from this cycle? When we liberate ourselves from the shackles of others' opinion, a world of possibilities opens up. Okay, I'm going to edit this a bit and put this in a document. We're going to add a bit of John Pagulayan style into it. So I like some of the language, but we're going to make it a little bit fit for that. So we're going to paste without formatting. We're going to put a bit of his subject. Subject. Embracing true freedom. Breaking from the shackles of conformity. Ask me how. Okay, that would be the way that John Pagulayan would write it. He would say, "Hey, dear Melinda, hi. It's me, John. They want to share a thought that has been on my mind the idea that people are enslaved by the opinions and judgment of others. It seems, in my observation, it seems we care excessively about what people think. Sobrang nako-conscious. He would add some Tagalog words like that just so that he could relate with his audience. But in the process to fit in, we often let go of our own desires and passions. To become who we are. Okay. But what does it mean to really fit? Does it mean we yearn for approval, fearing disapproval from others? Or does it mean that we validate our self-worth through the things that make us us? Okay. Because think about it. When we liberate ourselves from the shackles of others' opinion, a world of possibilities will open up to you. It is in this freedom to pursue our passion, dreams, and become our authentic selves without fear of judgment. That we become what we are meant to be. So let's see. Allow me to introduce you to Tribe, the freelance movement. That's why a Tribe, the freelance movement, we empower you, we empower our community is built to empower you for self-expression and break away from societal from society's expectation. We aim to be different. We accept the difference. Dixie, are you still there?
Yep.
What can I write here? We aim to be different. We accept uniqueness in all forms. We believe that your chosen profession should reflect your passion and individuality. And one day, with freelancing, we hope that it will be mentioned in the same breath as esteem. He doesn't say that. In the same breath as a doctor or a lawyer. Big dreams, I know, but it will happen. Now here's the exciting part. We're thrilled to invite you to join Tribe and embark on a transformative journey. Our enrollment for this season opens on June 12th, and we believe it's the perfect opportunity for you to embrace your freedom, unleash your creativity, and find your path to fulfillment. Don't let another moment pass you by. Break free from the chain of expectations. Break free from the chains of society's expectation. And dare to live life on your own terms. Join us at Tribe and discover the boundless possibilities that await you. Are you ready to make a change? Visit our website for more information and to secure your spot when enrollment opens. We can't wait to welcome you to the Tribe. Rooting for you, John. Break free. Okay, let's see. We use that to be an inspiration for whatever that John Pagulayan would say. So we use a bit of what we've written here because this is a bit formal and cut it down into staccatos. So sometimes it can't be too perfect. But what we can do is we can make use of the words that was put here and simplify it. Okay? That's no problem at all. So we went here and we did what would John would do. Like do it at staccatos and then add some things that would be more conformative to what he would be saying. So first, our subject is we changed it into breaking from the shackles of conformity, which we got from Chi-Chi. And we just made it into a subject, breaking from the shackles of conformity, ask me how. So, dear Melinda, hi, it's me, John. Today, I want to share a thought that has been on my mind, the idea that people are enslaved by the opinions and judgment of others. In my observation, it seems we care excessively about what people think, sobrang na conscious. But in the process to fit in, we often let go of our own desires and passions to become who we are. But what does it mean to really fit? Does it mean we yearn for approval, fearing disapproval from others? Or does it mean that we validate our self-worth through the things that make us us? Because think about it, when we liberate ourselves from the shackles of others' opinions, a world of possibilities will open up to you. It is in this freedom to pursue our passion, dreams, and become our authentic selves without fear of judgment that we become what are meant to be. That's why at Tribe, the freelance movement, our community is built to empower you for self-expression and break away from society's expectation. We aim to be different. We accept uniqueness in all forms. We believe that your chosen profession should reflect your passion and individuality. One day with freelancing, we hope that it will be mentioned in the same breath as a doctor or a lawyer. Big dreams, I know, but it will happen. Now here's the exciting part. We're thrilled to invite you to join Tribe and embark on a transformative journey. Our enrollment for this season opens on June 12th and believe it's a perfect opportunity for you to embrace your freedom, unleash your creativity, and find your path to fulfillment. I did nothing here. I just did the staccatos. Don't let another moment pass you by. Break free from the chain of society's expectation and dare to live life on your own terms. Join us at Tribe and discover the boundless possibilities that await you. Are you ready to make a change? Visit our website and to secure your spot when enrollment opens. We can't wait to welcome you to the tribe. Rooting for you, John, Break Free Pagulayan. So there you have it. What do you think?
What do they think?
Yeah, what do you think?
What do they think?
There you go.
Melinda and Chichi in action. Actual demo.
See, guys. Sometimes Chichi would do that. It would break off into sentences that are too cloistered. So what you do is you just have to cut it down into smaller sentences, so, and simplify it a bit, and that's it. You just make use of what Chichi says and just make it into smaller sentences.
Yes, very, very helpful. Very, very reliable assistant you have there, Chichi.
Chichi, right? So would you have any questions for us so that we could answer it?
You're on mute.
Sorry, I'm sorry, sorry. My bad. Anyway, I was saying that do not be afraid to use the AI. I know that's been going on lately. Make use of it. Make it your partner, especially when you're into copywriting. See? That really reduces your, you know, how do you write the copy and all. That's amazing.
And it took just, you know, how many minutes to do, right? It saved a lot of time.
Save a lot of time. And usually emails like that, it would take about 1 hour or 1 hour to do. So right now, I think we've done it in 20 minutes, right?
Yes.
In 20 minutes. We've done it in 20 minutes. And that's how easy it is just to do it. You get your ideas and inspiration. You put it together in an outline. And you talk to your Chichi, your ChatGPT, as if it's a human, and just give it its own outline, and it will create its own.
Amazing. Yes. If you haven't explored ChatGPT yet, this is the time to explore, you know. And it's free. You can use the free version.
I always use the free version because with the paid version, with the paid version, sometimes it's longer than the free one. Mm. Although, and then because I would like to be emulated by my clients as well, they would ask me, Coach, why are you using the paid version when in fact most of us can't even afford to pay it every month, although it's only 1,000 something. So I always tell them, look, in the free version, I'm able to do a lot of things, and so can you. And so you can also expand the use of ChatGPT whenever that you can, because it can create wonderful things like this as long as you know how to prompt, what to do.
Yes.
So always remember the 5 W's, who, what, where, when, why, and 1 H, how.
Yes. So now they don't have any reasons why they can't improve on their skills, right?
Yes.
It has a free version.
Especially for newbie copywriters and also freelancers who are afraid not to produce good work and good emails. They would have something that would give them the confidence to produce one. And the best thing about it is that they won't be judged whether their letter is amateur or not, because they have an expert in their hands that will help them become the expert they deserve to be.
Yep.
Yes. That's amazing. So if you are our viewers, if you are watching on the replay, you can still ask your questions. I'm sure you must have been thinking something in mind. You want to ask questions, feel free to share them in the comment section. We will relay them to Melinda and Trixie. Just go ahead and ask your questions so that they can answer you directly to your comments. So let's move with the other section of this live interview. Go ahead, Sis Ben.
Yeah, so the next, this is what we call the fast Q&A round. So we'll do it like they'll answer alternately, right? Let's do it that way. Okay. Red, so we get to know Melinda and Trixie on another level. This is like Boyabunda style of questioning. Joke. So first question for Trixie, cake or pie?
Cake.
Melinda, able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, able to talk to animals.
Trixie, last movie or series you watched?
Queen Charlotte.
Last song playing on your mind, Melinda, your LSS.
Más que nada by Sergio Mendes.
Ooh. Old soul, huh?
Old soul. I love bossa nova.
Teleportation or flying, Trixie?
Flying.
Last book you've read, Melinda?
Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh. The classic, huh? The classics. The top three people you follow, Trixie?
Top three? Where? In social media?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Your top of mind.
Wait. Ann Klutz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking. Of course, Jan Pagulayan. Next, I'm thinking of some foreigner. Actually, no. Davao Conyo. The TikToker.
Yeah. I follow him too. Okay. Melinda, paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days, Trixie?
Rainy.
Melinda, your favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Yay. IF.
Friday, Trixie. American time.
Specific, huh? Trixie, ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Ooh, bait. This last question, you have to answer, huh? If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
If I have
both
to
you will answer.
If we have to say something to God,
yeah,
and ask Him a question.
Or ask Him a question or say anything, what would it be?
Thank you for this life, for all of its ups and downs. I will still play the game, so watch me reach the end.
I'm just Patrick, a simple thank you. I'm just a simple thank you. Thank you in all aspects, really.
Yay. And with that, that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you for playing.
Yay. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Okay. For me first and then Trixie. For me, don't be afraid to be fearless. Take advantage of every opportunity, but at the same time, you have to be sensible and think about it. You also have to think about yourself, your family, and what it would, and your biggest whys while you're doing it. And for me, when you become fearless, you also become a little, fearless in the sense that you know what you want to approach in life, but at the same time, you're fearless because you know that it's also for the good of you and your family. Okay?
I agree with Melinda, but I will just continue what she said. Your whys should be louder than your fears. That's it.
Yeah, I love that. Ooh, way to close the interview. Yes.
Yes. Now it's your turn to promote anything. Feel free to share.
Oh, go ahead, Ate. Share our course.
Okay. I'm very excited to share with you Scale Slay with AI Copywriting. And if you're listening right now, Batch 2 is ongoing, but we're looking to promote Batch 3 in the near future, which is going to be this August. the best thing about our course is that it's low value, it's low cost but high on value. I think that's it. It's low in cost but high in value. And the good thing about that is that we're able to teach you all forms of copywriting, even the methodology behind it, in just 1 hour or less. But we're also going to show you the practical way, just like what we're doing here, on the spot, on how to write on many of the copywriting forms using Chichi, of course. And the best thing about it all as well is that they are based on real clients. A lot of our recorded sessions in this modules are based on what we're doing with clients, and we're showing you how to do it the real deal, not just something that's hypothetical. And we're also going to add value by inviting more guest speakers or guest experts to share their expertise. And for our batch 2, we have Alan Ngo, who would be talking about nurturing emails. Neri Marcos, I know she's part of the show, right? But she's going to be talking about case study copywriting. And then we have Maria Agbada Alcasid. She will be talking about nurturing emails. And I got also Isa Coronado, who will be talking about landing pages. And we hope that on the next round, again, we're going to invite a group of experts again to help us round up our use of AI copywriting with a lot of this varying copywriting forms. The best thing, again, on this course is that we're very hands-on. We're also in an intimate number. Our threshold really is up to 50 students, but all of them is like, it's like just a college class where we're able to give them a lot of comments and a lot of values through our coaching, our online coaching. And we check their assignments individually. That's what we do. That's a good thing. We leave comments and we let them, and then we help them write it better. Or if it's really good, we commend them. We also have one-on-one sessions aside from our group coaching calls. And we have our top fives and our top 10 so that other people would take inspiration from their classmates, especially when others are succeeding. Another thing about us is that even though we have our top 10 and our top fives, you would find that 80% of our students are able to find the job in the middle of the session just because they know exactly what to do now. It's very clear for them what type of copywriting they can do, because absolutely they can do anything thanks to all of these modules that they are actually learning. So thank you. Get us, because we're going to put on our feminine side, which is nurturing. We became fearless by becoming the first female-led AI copywriting course. So I hope even if you're male, you're going to support women. You're going to support us, because the future is quite female when it comes to AI copywriting, because we need a lot of those nurturing sides, especially when it comes to writing. So let's persuade. Hopefully we would be able to persuade you in getting our course, and we hope to see you inside, hopefully on our batch 3 this coming August. Thank you.
Yay. You have seen that's just a demo, actually.
A glimpse
during our main topic. Yes, so you can imagine what it will be like inside when you join. So feel free to connect with them. I'm not sure if we had your social media pages, if they're okay to connect with you, but we did share their website, so let us know. We will just update the description.
Oh, I would just want to add, I know that you're all over the world and you're viewed all over the world thanks to YouTube. But our course does not only include Filipino students, but we have an international set of students as well. Just now here in batch 2, we have Australians as well as Japanese who will be joining us. So like you, we have a ruling that everybody should speak in English so that everybody would be able to understand everyone.
Yes. Yeah. That's actually the reason why we're really pushing ourselves to, you know, to speak in English so that we can reach more people from not only locally but from other parts of the world as well. So that, yes. That explains it.
Yes. And one of my pet peeves when it comes to YouTube is we title our topics in English. So we want to make sure that you are understanding what we are saying when we say that this is our topic. We don't want to fool anyone, or we don't want this to be a clickbait that the title is English and then we will speak, you know, the Filipino language. So we don't want to do that to our viewers. So it's actually of the reason. Well, my personal reason. But anyway, again, if you feel free to connect with these people, and if you have questions, share them in the comment section. And again, if you want to learn how to start your virtual assistant business, go ahead and visit connyzabala.com/VABook, available in hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook. There. Isabel, let's do our closing prayer.
Okay, let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Melinda and Trixie and their family, Lord. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
By the way, we can actually, if you are pursuing the program, we can guess you again so that you can, this time it's your launching week, you know.
Yes! Yeah.
We could do something fun.
Yes.
That would be good. That would be great. Right, Trix?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope you had fun with us. We're a bit talkative.
We did. Woo! Wow.
That's amazing. Anyway, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday for, I'm not sure if we have guests. I think we have one vacant Thursday, but we hope that we will see you. And if you have any suggestions when it comes to the topics or guests that you want us to interview, feel free to connect with us. Thanks again, Trixie and Melinda. Hope to see you soon. Bye, everyone.
Thank
you.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.